Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the first day of the week at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna, the mother of James, and Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
So why do you seek the living amongst the dead? That's what the two angelic figures said to the women at the empty tomb. Those are the words that we speak to you this morning. Why do you seek the living amongst a world full of dead things? I have no grass in my backyard because of the drought. No water. Water restrictions, we let our grass go, now we have dust and dead grass all around us. How many plants and trees have you lost because of the drought? The other day I wanted to take my kids to go have some fun. We got into the van and the battery was dead. Suddenly things didn't seem to be so fun as we had to wait for a jump. And one of the worst things that could possibly happen to you as you look at your phone and you realize it's dead. The battery is dead. What are we going to do? I can't post to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I can't see what is going on around me. My phone is dead. Everything must stop right now because my world has stopped on the internet. My own sister informed me this week that two of her coworkers died in Brussels in the attacks. We went to go see somebody from this congregation on Good Friday who has just had hospice called in for him. Why do you seek the living amongst the dead? So many dead things around us. Moth and rust destroy all of these things that we have around us. Acts of violence and terror are raging all around the world. People are senselessly dying at the hands of other people, and we act like nothing is wrong, nothing is going to happen to us. And yet we know as well that death has a place for you and for me. There is a grave set aside, someplace you may not know. Maybe you have already made plans. A grave set aside for you and for me. Why do you seek the living amongst the dead? Why do we fear death so much? Why do we look around us and look for the living in all of the things that will fade away? Grass fades away. Trees die. Phones go out of style. They lose power. Their batteries die. And no one is invincible from death. You have all felt the sting and the sharpness of death in your own families, with your own relatives, or you can just turn on the TV and see once again that there are those who wish to do us nothing but harm and promote death. That is why today is such a glorious day. That is why we gather in the church, yes, even with larger groups of people on this Easter Sunday, to get across the message that Jesus Christ has died. And because he has died, he has taken away all of sin, all of the power of evil, all of our death, and he has destroyed it for you and for me. The women didn't understand this. The disciples didn't even believe what they had heard from the women when they came back. But we speak to you the same message that the angels told those women. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and on the third day rise. Jesus called it. He called that shot three times, and he did it. He rose from the dead. The grave is empty. His body is risen. And so why do we dwell on earth consumed with death instead of life? Why do we act as though our departed loved ones who have died in the faith are gone forever when we have the promise of the resurrection for us in our own lives? Why do we look at our own death, maybe our own sickness, our own struggles, and look at this as the worst thing that could possibly happen to us when Christ himself says, I have come to destroy death and I have overcome the world? Why do we live in this life as if this life is all that truly matters? Rallying around political campaigns, Facebook, smartphones, Twitter, whatever else it is. Why do we keep seeking the living amongst the dead? Remember what he has said. The Christian hope for us in the midst of lives full of terror attacks, political fighting, all of the latest internet fads, in the midst of death all around us, the Christian hope is that Christ is risen. That doesn't mean that Jesus will come along and fix all of our problems or even exempt us from suffering in this life. He's not one who just simply comes down to put a Band-Aid on all of our little boo-boos. If that is all that we have in Jesus, then Paul says we are a pitiful people. We don't have a Savior who simply bails our rear end out of trouble every time we mess up. We don't simply have someone that we can talk to in our prayers to make us feel better or who will advise us to make the best decisions in life. We have one who has conquered sin and death for you. The empty tomb, the open tomb, gives you that hope and that promise that because Christ is risen, all of those who die will rise. And so do you this day fear death? Then I say, fear it no longer. It has no power over you. Christ has triumphed over your greatest enemy. Do you fear the grave? Then dread it no longer, because Christ has made your grave a place of sleeping, where he will rise you from the dead on the last day. Do you still grieve the death of a loved one? Then grieve and hope in Christ, and trust in Christ that he will reunite you with those folks that have died before us on the last day. Are you suffering and despairing in this life? Are you realizing that everything is temporal? Do you realize that there is more death and danger around us than in what we first thought? Then hear and believe this. Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. His suffering and his death are yours, so that you suffer and die in him, and you rise in him. The resurrection clinches it all for you. He has spoken his words of truth, and his words are truth, for he is the truth. He is the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. Jesus is the life that animates and gives all life to us. Death cannot hold him. The grave cannot contain him. He is the Son of God, the eternal Son of God, Christ standing firm forever out of that empty tomb. And the Bible says that there are over 500 witnesses or more who have claimed to see him after his death. How much more proof do you need? This isn't a one Sunday ordeal, because death is not just a one day ordeal for us in this life. And these are not idle myths that we are talking about today. We are talking about the words of eternal life. God in Christ forgiving you, promising you that in a world full of death, as we seek the living amongst the dead, He is risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, and that is now yours this day. Why do you seek the living among the dead? Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And so shall you. To Christ alone be all the glory, now and forever. Amen.